Sacktown Sports.
Headlines. It's Simone with your Sacktown Sports headlines. Breaking news coming out of Santa Clara. The Super Bowl is coming back to the Bay, and Levi Stadium has been named the host for Super Bowl 60 in 2026. Head to SacktownSports.com for our latest write-up and for all things red and gold this summer. Sunday afternoon, Brooks Koepka able to clinch his third PGA championship, ultimately locking up his fifth career major. Carmelo Anthony officially announced his retirement earlier today. He ends his playing days after 19 seasons as a 10-time NBA All-Star, 3-time Olympic gold medalist, and the number 9 scorer in league history. Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics have gone from title favorites to the brink of elimination as they both sheltered down in a winless 0-3 series hole. And in the West tonight, Denver Nuggets hoping to sweep up the Lakers in LA with a 5:30 tip.
It's going up tonight for sure.
I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. It's 3:01. Time to check out Capital Casino, conveniently located at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Now back to Cattles and Rami with Jay Johnson.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
Cattles out. I am Rami. There's Jay in Cattles' chair. There's Kyle in Jay's chair and Simone in her usual chair. A couple other notes to come out of the spring owners meetings in Minneapolis today in the NFL. One you heard there in Simone's update. It is officially official. As our 49ers insider Emil Fragoso put on his Twitter account, Super Bowl is coming back to the Bay. Levi Stadium will be the host of Super Bowl. Why do they do this with the Roman 60. Numerals? 60? Is that what LX is?
All right. Yeah, because the L is 50 and just, then the X is 10. Bye.
Let's just stop with the Roman numerals. Let's just use numbers.
Trying to be fancy.
Because it's 2023.
And we're Americans. Right?
And we're America. Exactly.
America.
And also, Green Bay will host a 2025 NFL draft. Which I don't know why any city really wants that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. And if you saw...
Money. You just at the bottom line.
If you look at what just happened in Kansas City, it did not leave the greatest footprint or impression on that city. There are a lot of people upset that they ended up getting the draft. You can go and do your own research if you're curious to find out why. But yeah, it didn't have the impact that they thought that the draft might have in bringing it to Kansas City this year. Jay, NBA Conference Finals will continue tonight with Game 4 between the Nuggets and the Lakers. Tip-off at 5:30. Lakers down 0-3. The Celtics also down 0-3. And we had Robbie Callen on the show from Up Rocks in the first hour of the show. You can go and check that out, youtube.com/Sacktown Sports. Give us a like while you're there. Also on the app. And over at SacktownSports.com. And I asked him, who would you be more surprised is down 0-3 in this series? And Robbie's answer indicated that he thought it was a dumb question, which is fine. I've asked dumb questions before. You know what I mean? He was like, the Celtics, obviously, because they're a one seed, which I get. But at the same time, when you look at the Lakers, and I'm tired of everybody saying, Jay, that the regular season doesn't matter anymore because the Lakers are a 7 seed and the Heat are an 8 seed and they are where they are. You look at the Lakers, and that's not your typical 7 seed in terms of the fact that they have one of the 2 best players to ever play this game and also a complete roster overhaul at the trade deadline. You know what I mean? Yep. That's not your usual 7 seed coming out of the West and making it to where they are. And on top of that, I think that we just saw through the first 2 rounds of the playoffs that the Heat are much better than the 8 seed that some might assume when you see that number next to their name in the bracket or whatever the case might be. And Jay, when I look at these 2 series, I'm honestly a little bit more surprised that the Lakers are where they are than I am that the Celtics are where they are when I look at this series. Yes. Because I became a believer. I saw enough in the first 2 rounds of the series to be a believer in Jimmy Butler and the Heat, and that they weren't your typical 8 seed. You know what I mean? And also just the fact that LeBron James,
I think that's the machine.
Just those 2 words right there, just LeBron James. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why when I look at these 2 series and I look at these 2 teams and I ask the question, who has a better chance of coming back from 0-3? And let's be real, I don't think either one is. I see the pride of a great player on one team. You know what I mean? And I can't see that guy going down without a fight and going down swinging. Where with the Celtics, and we'll get to Jimmy Butler ripping their souls right out of their chest a little later this hour. I don't see any fight there, Jay. I don't see any pride there. And there's just not a guy there where I go, he won't let it happen. You know what I mean? There's not a guy there where I look at and I go, that guy won't let it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I give the Lakers a better chance to the seven seed of coming back from 0-3 than I do the two-seeded Celtics against the Heat. Call me crazy.
And 149.
Yeah.
That's what
I forgot to use team. That. I forgot to throw that in there. Oh, and 149.
149. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen one day because everything happens, right? At least once. 16 beating the one in the tournament. You know, a team flipping it around from going from worst to first. It's going to happen, but it's not going to happen in 2023. It's interesting you say the Lakers because I go the opposite side. I go the Celtics. And one of the reasons that I have listed is just what you said. If it was a full-on healthy 100% LeBron, the Lakers wouldn't be down 0-3. But I think he's banged up. And not so much as Father Time, because time is undefeated. But LeBron's just not right, man. You can tell he's not 100% right. Next year, he may never be 100% right. Just the fact that he's getting, you know, 20 years in the league. He may never be 100% LeBron, that we know. But based on the Heat, they have a less talented roster than when it comes to the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets, as Robbie Callen spoke about earlier on the show, their roster looks better than the Miami Heat on paper, right? I believe in KCP and Bruce Brown and Michael Porter Jr. over Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Caleb Martin. So that's the other part. The Seas are younger than the Lakers.
I think the Celtics are the better team on paper when you look at it. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. That another reason that I logically looking at this would say, no, the Celtics have the better chance of coming back from 0-3.
Sure.
But I just, the greatness of LeBron and the lack of just will and fight
from
the Celtics, that's the one thing where I go, nah, if I give anybody a chance to do this and to stop it from going to 0-150 when down 0-3 in a series, you know what I mean?
That's LBJ.
That's the only thing that I can point to is LeBron. Yeah.
The other thing for me, too, is the Celtics have been up and down all year, and they've been up and down all playoffs. They've put themselves, you know, they're back against the wall two or three times throughout this playoff so far, and I think they know how to play with their backs against the wall. I don't see it in them. You know, again, I'm going on record. I don't, like you said, I don't think it goes, it's going to stop 100-150, but I would lean towards the Celtics in the fact that I just don't believe LeBron is LeBron that we know. So I'll go to Celtics.
It's the foot, the ankle?
I think it's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know this, Rami? Look, I was told this when we were younger. Wait till you get to a certain level. Wait till you get to a certain age. The recovery time just takes a little bit longer.
Sure does.
You bang that foot
on Simone is learning that today.
You bang that foot on the side of the bed. Instead of you know, you bounce it back like Superman, that toe's starting to sting a little bit further for another day.
Jay, sometimes you don't even got to do anything. You just wake up and stuff hurts. You know, true. Like knee just hurt, my knee and my shin. I worked out there, but before I even got on the exercise bike, I was like, why does my leg randomly, I slept. I went to sleep. It felt fine. I woke up and it hurt. What happened? You know what I mean? So, it catches up to you quick. We don't want to hear from you right now, Kyle. We don't want to hear from you being all young and pain-free over there. Right? I see you leaning into your mic, young and pain-free.
Right.
I saw how gracefully you slid over and leaned in because nothing hurts. Okay, I get it. I understand. And no, we don't need to hear what you have to say on this subject.
True that.
Thank you.
I'm going with the fresher legs, the younger. And LeBron has played more basketball than anyone. Think about that.
Yeah.
He's played more competitive basketball.
All the playoff runs, the Olympics, everything else.
Yep. In basketball history. I saw someone put that up a couple weeks ago. That is amazing. 10 straight runs, you know, to the finals, all these different. I mean, dude's played so much basketball. He's got to be basketballed out at this point. You know,
I don't know how
he bows out gracefully this time.
I don't know why he still loves it or why he cares anymore. You know what I mean?
The bottom line, probably. And it's not like he needs the money. I'm not counting his pockets. Pretty sure he can make money any kind of way at this point. But that just shows he must really adore the game of basketball.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one thing you can't question. Real quick before the break, we were in the discussion of Trader Joe's snacks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come on now.
The real Cheech tweets in, TJ's soup dumplings are amazing.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
That's not a snack, but I've never tried their soup
dumplings. Yeah.
Really? Shout out to the real Cheech if that's my guy,
Cheech. They are delicious.
All right. I'll give them a try.
Like, TJ, so soup dumplings.
They're in the frozen section as well. Yeah.
Okay.
And do I just drop them in some broth? Do they come in a broth?
I mean, the way I do it, it's like a little pan fry. You'll have your skillet and then a little bit of water. And then within the dumpling itself, that is a soup. So once you bite it, be careful.
There's soup in the dumpling.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute now.
I want to try that.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, I'm straight to it right now.
We were also talking about the fact that the NFL is going to flex Thursday night games. This came into the text line. I think it's so ridiculous that they talk about players' safety on one hand and then make guys play on a Thursday. The rules for Thursday football should be the teams coming off a bye week are the only teams eligible to play on Thursday. If you played on Sunday or Monday the week before, you should not play on Thursday. Now they're giving them this flex. It's just going to put guys on short week without even having an opportunity to prepare in advance. Even less safety is what this texter thinks.
The kickback to that, and we've seen that quite a bit, is they're prepared. They get more time to prepare than the other team.
Following week, Thursday night. Yeah,
that's the big argument. It's, they get more time to prepare. But, I mean, safety's more important than preparation.
Yes. And I've said that before about getting the bye. Only teams coming off a bye should play on a Thursday. But I also throw in the caveat that, man, and we think it's simple. The puzzle of making a schedule for an entire league it's a difficult one to put together. And I don't know that realistically you necessarily can do that. But what you could do is not have a team play two Thursday night games. What you could 49ers. Do is not flex Thursday night games starting this season. Like, you could do that. I'm not surprised anymore, Jay, when the NFL doesn't put player safety first.
Of course.
I do continue to be surprised, and it's wearing off a little bit when the NFL keeps showing they don't care about their fans. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. In terms of making the product available and easily accessible, they're going to keep making it harder for you to get NFL games through putting it on Amazon, through putting it on Peacock, through flexing a Thursday night game because they don't care how much you spent on your tickets or what kind of plans you made to get there on a Sunday. You know what I mean? That part of it is still a little bit surprising to me when they just go, whatever, they'll follow.
Yeah. That's it. I was just going to say, that's the part of it is stop being sheep. If you that could go for everything in this world.
Sure.
If you continuously be sheep and you continue to follow, then the NFL's going to, the Shield's going to continue to do what they do because you say, once you put your foot in the ground, put your foot in the sand, and then watch things start to change. I mean, again, we could apply that to any point in the world. Gas prices, especially in California, we can go a lot further.
Yes,
grocery prices, all these different things. But that's the thing about the NFL. Everybody believes the NFL is king so much that they're willing to fight. To follow their fantasy team so much that they have to see a Thursday night game between the Browns and the Texans. Nah, I don't.
And
I got other things to do in life.
And you said fantasy is the reason that football is king. This text came in. Fantasy, that's a joke. Vegas is the reason people watch meaningless game. Gambling, everyone does it, whether they admit it or not. That's obvious, that's part of it.
Isn't that fantasy? Isn't that what I said? Fantasy and the book?
It's
the same thing.
They ruled
so you're telling that texter right there is telling me he's not wagering anything on a fantasy team?
They ruled in a court of law that fantasy is not wagering.
Man,
not
you could
look.
Yeah,
remember?
Let me tell you something. You could believe what you want to believe. I'm going to believe. Jay going to believe what I see.
I want to believe I'm skilled in fantasy football, so I'm going to agree with the Supreme Court.
All right.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side, get back into the Eastern Conference Finals. Names can be made on this stage. Can they also be tarnished? We'll discuss.
Cattles
and Rami.
Sactown Sports. With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
It's 3:17. Time to check out Capital Casino, conveniently located at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Rami here, Jay in Nick's chair, Kyle in Jay's chair, Simone in her usual chair.
I'm in your
chair,
actually, Rami.
That is true. That is true. Coming up at 3:30, Jimmy Butler is an absolute menace. And then we'll overreact to things. Excuse me. With Overreaction Monday up at 3:45. Jay, before the playoffs started, I think it was on the crosstalk with Kyle and Chris, Kyle Madsen and Chris on Chris and Company.
It was Jason Ross.
No, not today. This was previous. I'm not that senile yet. I'm not that old and senile yet, Kyle.
I was about to say.
No. This was last week before the conference finals started, and we were talking about who has the most to gain in these conference finals by winning and going on to try and win a championship. And they brought up Jokic and LeBron, with Jokic, you know, being a two-time MVP, and what else is there left to do at this point in your career other than win a championship? Great point there. And LeBron winning and the whole, you know, MJ LeBron debate. There's another notch in the belt of LeBron, and anybody who wants to make a case for him, or just anybody who's a LeBron fan. But I threw in Jason Tatum as a guy who had a chance to go from being like, there's like a tier 1A superstar and then a tier 1B superstar. And I feel like you either have to have an MVP or a championship. And sometimes even that's not enough, but you have to have at least one of those things to move into that tier 1A. And Jason Tatum seemed like the most poised to move into that category of this group of guys. And Jay, he just has, I mean, the whole Celtics team has been, by multiple accounts, including Magic Johnson, an embarrassment in this series, and especially in what we saw in Game 3. But Jason Tatum's supposed to be the dude for that team, and he hasn't lived up to it. And the chatter is growing of Jason Tatum not living up to it. He, however, is not hearing it on social media.
I deleted Twitter from my phone to start the playoffs, so honestly, I haven't seen anything good, bad, or indifferent. I'm certain after every game you win, you're the best player and the best team. And, you know, when you lose, you're not the star and the team's not good enough. So I'm certain there'll be some of that. But, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Now, in fairness, he said good, bad, or indeed. He could have been all over Twitter after the 50-point game in Game 7 to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. He said he just stayed away from it altogether. Is Jason Tatum out of any top five or tier 1A conversation, unless he somehow pulls out some miraculous comeback from 0-3 in this series?
You know, real quick, I answer that question, Rami. You know what's interesting is, to me, that shows he has no self-control. And I get it, because it's tough. But why would you delete Twitter off your phone? Why not just don't go on it? Like, I'm just not going to go on it. I got to delete it?
Yeah.
You ain't got no self-control. If it was there, you'd be on it, right?
You could still open the browser and go Twitter.com. You know? I mean, so it doesn't matter that you deleted it. You can still get to Twitter if you wanted to.
I did this real quick, Rami, just in no order. Quick rundown. And you tell me if you agree. Steph, better than Tatum.
Yeah, probably.
Jokic better than Tatum.
Yes.
Giannis better than Tatum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is where it gets a little funky here. KD better than Tatum.
I'm going to say no.
See, okay. with KD and with Steph, I feel like their arrow is pointing down while Jason Tatum's is pointing up. I don't think they've crossed yet, though. I don't think they've intersected, and he's passed those guys.
Embiid better than Tatum.
He's got the MVP, yeah.
So that's five right there. Can you name anyone else? The Bookers. Doncic.
I'm going Devin Booker.
Okay.
I go Jason Tatum over Booker.
Doncic?
It's close. It's right there. But I get what you're saying. And this is why I said, Jay, if he could lead his team to at least an Eastern Conference championship, but went to be the dude on a championship team, and I'm probably putting him ahead of, like, when you talk about Steph, when you talk about KD, when you talk about these guys that are in the twilights of their careers, but who we still talk about in that tier 1A top five, I might have said, okay, he's past those guys now. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, not only the losing, but the way that they're losing this series, I can't put him in front of any of those guys. Shaq said it a few times on the post-game show yesterday. He was like, You don't need to tell me. Like, there's a lot of talk about Joe Mazzulla not having these guys. Joe Mazzulla said, I didn't have these guys ready.
That's covering.
Shaq was like, you didn't need to tell me as the best player on a team. Yep. All Phil Jackson had to come up to me and say is, let's go. It's time.
That's right.
And I know what I need to go out there and do.
That's right.
Jason Tatum can't let this happen. Yep. You know what I mean? He simply cannot let this happen if he wants to be in that class or that caliber of player. He can't.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at with it is I did that quick rundown is prior. Now, Steph probably because he just beat him. For me, that was my big thing. Steph just beat him last year. I know this past year, Steph was a little banged up, but to me, he's better than Jason Tatum still right now. I think Steph still has another 2 or 3 years at high level, moving forward. Some of the other guys like KD, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm taking KD right now over Tatum, and it's just because of what you just said. If you are that guy, you can't go down 0-3 to a team that you've been chosen to be, right? And on top of that, this is my thing with Tatum also, and this has been me and Nick's back and forth with Tatum and the Steph and all that type of stuff. He gets lost too much. There's too many times, even when the Celtics are winning, he's like, where is he? What happened? He's got too many lulls in his game in the playoffs and throughout the season. Yeah, I know he averaged 30 points. I get it. But there's too many times where it's like, he had 6?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He had 8? He had 10 points? And the Celtics still win. And what saves Tatum, he's like a boxer at the end. He's a shoe shiner. He's a shuffler. I'm going to try to steal the last 20, 30 seconds to win the round. For me, that's what Tatum is sometimes. And we just saw it in the last
game
series.
Seven.
Exactly. Yep. And in 6, he had... In the fourth quarter, he had 16 points, right?
Oh, that's right, yep.
But beyond that, where it was like, where were you at? You had 3 points going in. He had 13 points. Yeah, he had finished with 19. He had 16 in the fourth quarter. Where are you at the rest of the game?
Yep.
But he survived. He went, he did his thing in the fourth quarter. He got hot. The rest of the team came with him, and then we don't call him out. And that's my thing with Tatum is sometimes – You're trying to steal around that last 30 seconds sometime, and we glaze over the fact that you've been MIA in 2 of the games of this. The series will go 7, and the Celtics will win, but he's gone 2 of the games. You could have made this a lot easier. And so it's tough for me to put him in the top 5. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Tatum. I say all that to say, it's like arbitration. I got to rip him down and tear him up. I like Tatum. I think he's borderline top 5. I have him in my top 5. I got Steph, Jokic, Giannis, KD, Tatum. That would be my 5. I like Embiid, but I would take Tatum because he's on both sides. He's more healthier. I like Booker, but I think Tatum's longer, can do more. Doncic is not a fan of what he does on the defensive side, and I think he needs a lot of the ball in his hand. So I like him as a top 5 guy.
He's right there on the cusp of top 5.
He is. But just as you said, if he can't finish – sooner or later, like we saw with KD, we talked about Harden, we talked about Chris Paul. We're going to have a conversation. You can't be MIA in the playoffs all the time when you're the leader, and just as Shaq said, and not bring home a championship.
Yeah, he shouldn't need to be told like that. This can't happen. That this is this type of performance, not just him individually, but his team is just unacceptable. At some point, you just have to go, hey, I'm not letting this happen. Y'all get on my back if you want, but I am not letting this
happen.
Game
7.
Yep. We are going to stay in the East. Jimmy Butler is an absolute menace. Next.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sactown Sports.
Williams defends Butler. A bump, the grind, the gyration, and the 2 in the foul.
And they're having wars. After that 3 by Grant Williams, he was having words with Jimmy Butler on the way down. And then here's the contact at the ensuing play. And let's go head-to-head, guys.
That was the call on TNT. Kenny Albert and Reggie Miller on the call. Cattles and Rami. Jay in for Cattles. And JJ, I was watching that game on, I had it on mute. I had it on TV number 2. on mute because the girlfriend was watching Selling Sunset, which this season of Selling Sunset, scandalous.
Yes, it is.
Simone, you in on that?
My God. Oh, my God. No, I did see on Twitter, though, that it's back. Ooh. So congratulations to all indulging in that.
Hot heat it on is. The Selling Sunset.
Are you being
right?
facetious?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, okay. It is. My wife watches it.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were just joking.
Oh, you can't help but get in. If, if you're around it, you can't help but get
into
it.
I can't believe you're not in, Simone. How are we in and you're not in?
Give me the weekend.
Okay, I'm not in.
I've been booked and busy.
One of Nick Cannon's baby mamas is excuse involved in this season.
Oh, really?
Yes.
One of
okay,
many.
I'm not
one
that far. Hey, Rami, I didn't know you knew the patrons of the show. I'm looking at it for the house.
I'm just saying. But so I had it on TV number two on mute because it's the weekend. You know, I occupy the TV enough. I was like, you do your thing. I'll just be over here watching my thing on silent. And I was like, and my first reaction was, Grant Williams? Really? That's the guy? That's gonna take on the challenge.
Cold blooded
of the most cold blooded villain in the NBA playoffs. Grant Williams is gonna be Batman to Jimmy Butler's Joker. The Joker's about to win. Was exactly what I was thinking as I was watching that thing, and that is absolutely what happened, Jay. So Grant Williams makes the three-pointer in the fourth quarter. He talks trash to Jimmy Butler, fouls him. They go forehead to forehead, which you just heard. Boston held a 96-87 lead at that point. Butler then goes to score 9 of Miami's next 15 points as the Heat notched a 111-105 game two win. And then afterwards, he let him know there was just no way that was ever going to work.
Started talking to me. I like that. I'm all for that. It makes me key in a lot more. And it pushes that will that I have to win a lot more. And it makes me smile. It does. When people talk to me, I'm like, okay, I know I'm a decent player if you want to talk to me out of everybody that you can talk to. I do respect him, though. He's a big part of what they try to do. He switches. He can shoot the ball. I just don't know if I'm the best person to talk to.
So Jimmy Grant wasn't the answer, was he, to
Hell
the Jimmy
no.
Butler problem?
Mm-mm. He wasn't.
Nah.
Hell no.
Jay, who is this guy?
Man, dude is
who
an
is
animal.
This guy?
Activated. That
who
man
is this
was
dude
activated.
That Jimmy Butler is shown to be in these playoffs.
You know what, Rami? I'm a flip it towards you because I want to get your answer on this, and I was going to ask our guest Robbie Callen of Up Rocks this question. If Jimmy Butler leads the Miami Heat to the championship.
Yes.
We just talked about Jason Tatum being a top five, borderline
tiers,
top 10 tiers,
yeah,
and
all that.
That.
Yeah,
where does he sit in the rankings for you?
That's the crazy thing about it, Jay. Is I don't know if I'm not giving them their flowers or giving them their just dues. I don't look at Jimmy Butler and I don't look at the Heat. And hey, man, they'll tell you I don't care. He doesn't care what I think, and he shouldn't. You know what I mean? Because he keeps on just doing things nobody expects him to do. And winning basketball games and laughing in people's faces all along the way. You know what I mean? I still, for some reason, don't put him in that class. And maybe it's just that you got to do it for like a whole season plus a playoffs for me to go, oh, okay, he's one of those guys.
But hasn't he done that?
They were the 8th seed.
But I guess, you know what I mean? I'm not saying this season, but what I'm saying is, and this is why I asked you this question, because I really sat down and thought about it, is
I was thinking the same thing.
We know Jimmy's one of the best in the league.
Yes.
But when we're having these conversations throughout the year and the offseason and rankings and all these people are coming out with the top 100 and top 50, it's like Jimmy's always kind of forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he, as we hear, you know, he's like, I don't really care. You can put me anywhere as long as I get it done. If he continues to keep getting it done, it's not like this dude's a slouch. I mean, this dude's averaging 20 every year. He's doing all the necessary things that you need him to do. He was just in the finals a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a multiple-time All-Star. I meant to look that up to see how many, but we know he's one of the better defenders in the league. His offensive game has blossomed. We know he goes all out. As you talked about, there's a GIF, a meme that everybody constantly uses as being tired. I mean, where does this dude rank? Like, we have to start putting some more, give
more
this
respect,
cast some more
on
respect.
His name. No,
straight
you're
up.
Right. Because he keeps on doing things where he makes it undeniable. Six All-Star games.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, man. I maybe I need to reconsider. It really just comes down to eye test, Jay. You know what I mean? And maybe this, we talk about it with Domas. I brought it up with Jokic. People said this for a long time about Giannis's game. Sometimes it's just not as sexy. Now he's getting some eyes on him in these playoffs
but hasn't he done, and I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But hasn't he done that before? Didn't we just have this conversation 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Didn't we have this conversation with Minnesota? Like, we're seeing this every year from him.
People put an asterisk on the bubble. Whether fair or not, people put an asterisk on the bubble.
Okay.
And maybe after this year, we need to remove that and just start respecting and appreciating and giving recognition to who and what Jimmy Butler is.
5-time All-NBA defense. 6-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA, most improved player. I mean, 18-5-4 for his career.
Hall of Famer.
And if he wins a championship.
Yeah, you got to put him in that class.
You got to start giving this dude.
You got to start putting him in that discussion.
I think we're all guilty because even I was like, man, I know Jimmy Butler's a beast. I know he is. I know he's a monster. But when we talk about the top 15, 20, no one mentions Jimmy Butler. Never.
No.
It's never. I mean, even to the point to where, and look, I'm going to bring it back here. You know, if right now we were to ask, would you take De'Aaron Fox or Jimmy Butler? Everybody would say De'Aaron Fox. Give me De'Aaron Fox. Give me De'Aaron Fox. But Jimmy Butler has consistently led his team to playoff runs. I get the asterisk with the bubble, but if that's the case, then you're allowing me to rip the Lakers championship. So that's what you're giving me. You said I could do that, Robbie. Okay, thank you. I'm more than happy to be able to do that.
A lot of people did.
I'll be more than happy. But I think there's a point where he's kind of got to start to get his flowers, and it's a very interesting conversation to have. If he wins a championship, I would love to see Jimmy Butler and the Heat win a championship.
I love flowers, man. What can I say?
So does Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy wants flowers just as bad as Simone does, I'm sure.
Right now, he played for your Bulls. I mean, just give,
I know.
Give me where you think Jimmy falls in line right now in today's NBA. Just throw a number out there. Is he top 25 guy?
He's top 25 for sure.
Is it now because of seeing him playing in the playoffs, or if we would have asked that question 2 months ago, would you have said Jimmy
Butler?
He's
probably moved up a few spots in this year's playoffs, but I probably would have already had him in the top 20, probably like somewhere between 15 and 20 before these playoffs. I might have him. I
think you'd have been alone.
I think I might put him between 10 and 15 post playoffs.
Wow.
I'd have to go and like go over my list and see exactly where he falls, but just top of my head, guesstimation, he's probably falls somewhere in 10 to 15.
That's exactly what I said back here.
Yeah.
Behind the glass. Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, we named 5, 6, 7 in the Tatum conversation.
Yeah.
Is he better than any of those guys?
No.
Right now?
Doncic? No, I don't think so.
Did you take him over Doncic?
No.
If you're asking me like to take a guy to build a team around it, give me Doncic.
Okay.
Before you give me
that's tough because Jimmy is basically almost 34 years old.
Listen, this is the thing. Sooner or later, we got to start to remove age. I'm talking about the last 3 or 4 years, this dude has been balling.
Yeah.
I don't care about what you do the next 10 years. I don't care about you playing armchair GM. I don't care that you like Doncic because he's under 25. I'm talking about right now, balling on the court. Are you taking Jimmy Butler or are you taking Luka Doncic? Right now, if Luka Doncic was on the Miami Heat, would you take him over Jimmy Butler?
I gotta be real. If you ask me today, based on what Jimmy has done in these playoffs,
yeah.
If I need to pick a guy to win a game today,
right now,
it might be Jimmy Butler over everybody.
Okay.
When you look at what he's done,
that's what I'm asking.
You know what I mean?
And Jay, your point is so important here because Jimmy was such a late bloomer. I don't think he made his first All-Star team until he was 27. Like, Jimmy is a late bloomer in this game, and I think that's probably why he doesn't get included in this conversation, is because he wasn't the 20, 21, 22-year-old who we got to learn about early in his career.
Yeah, well, I know the first couple of three seasons in Chicago, it was just kind of an upbuild. But that fourth or fifth, so the fourth season, he put up 20, then 20.9, then 23, then 22, then 18. Then 20. I mean, the guy over the last three seasons for the Miami Heat's 22, 21, 21. He's like a forgotten guy, a forgotten star. And, you know, that's what makes it great is everybody wants to have a conversation of, well, you know, if I'm building a team and I might go De'Aaron Fox or SGA or – I'm just saying.
I think
let's run it out there and play basketball
right now. No, you're right.
This year.
I think those are two different questions.
Yeah.
If you're asking me who I'm building a team around, that's a different answer versus who am I picking to win a game today.
Right.
I'm going out to the park – I got to pick a guy to play again.
Let's go get it.
It's probably Jimmy Butler.
So is he a top five? So where? So that's my question
today,
is.
Hey, I'm saying, okay, now don't hold me to this a week from now.
No, I'm holding it to you.
I'm saying May 22nd, 2023, it might be Jimmy Butler over everybody based on what I've seen in the playoffs. 10 days from now, that might be different. I'm saying today, based on the way he reached in Grant Williams' heart and ripped out the entirety of the
Jones style,
of the Celtic soul. Yeah, not just Grant Williams. He pulled out the entirety of the Celtic soul from Grant Williams' chest and took a big bite out of it like an apple. He's the most cold-blooded man in the NBA today, May 27th. This has got to wear off at some point. Whatever magic is floating around Jimmy Butler has got to stop at some point, I think. I'm not sure.
Remember this. Let's make sure we remember this, because come the offseason, we're going to have these conversations.
Yep. And he will be forgotten again.
Yeah, NBA is going to put out the NBA TV and ESPN and Zach Harper of The Athletic, and all these guys are going to put out their top 100.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Butler's going to be forgotten one more time.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, why the Nuggets and the Heat should give Heat... Let me restart that tease. Coming up on the other side of a break, why the Nuggets and the Heat should give Kings fans some confidence. Much better. Next.
Cattles.
And Rami.
Sactown Sports.
It's Monday,
and we all have an opinion on what happened.
Let's get a reaction.
Are you ready to crown a champ yet?
That team's unbelievable. It's the best team I've seen in years.
Has your favorite team thrown in the towel?
They're horrible.
Overreaction Monday.
It's that time every Monday at this time. We overreact to things in the sports world that went down over the weekend. Or anytime in recent history. We'll get to the Kings and why they should be encouraged by what the Nuggets and Heat are doing in these playoffs coming up at 4 o'clock. Also, Cam Inman, 49ers reporter for the Bay Area News Group. He's going to join us at 4:30. And if you don't mind, Jay, I would like to start Overreaction Monday right there with the San Francisco 49ers.
No doubt. Do it, brother.
And Trey Lance is going to be your starting quarterback for the 2023 San Francisco 49ers, unless Sam Darnold is your start. Whoever got the most snaps today at the start of OTAs, that's your starting quarterback for your 2023 San Francisco 49ers. Whoever got more snaps today just won the job at quarterback for the 49ers in the coming season. Guaranteed.
We got to ask Cam who got more snaps.
That's the first question, who got more snaps, because there will be a snap count going on between now and week one of the NFL between Sam Darnold and Trey Lance. And whoever got the most today is your starting quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for it.
Now, does that mean for the rest of the season
season? Oh, no, all the way to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. It is Overreaction Monday, guys.
Even if it's Sam Darnold? Yeah,
that's the bit. It's overreaction.
Man, all right. I'm going to follow that with the Celtics and the Lakers. I'm going to say both the Celtics and the Lakers will break up both of their star tandems by next trade deadline. The only reason I say is because Jaylen Brown's not going to leave the 200 and some odd million dollars on the table. He can get $100 more if he resigns with the Celtics, which means they have to wait till trade deadline. If it was different, I would say he'd be done by the offseason. But I'm going to say by next trade deadline, Tatum and Brown will be split. AD and LeBron will be split.
So you're saying these conference finals losses are an asteroid in both of these teams' rosters, that eventually it will blow
them up. Exploding.
What do they call the asteroid that hit when the dinosaurs?
I believe it's called the Jimmy Butler asteroid.
The Jimmy Butler moment, yes.
Right.
Yes,
an
extinction event is what you're saying these conference finals are.
Big Bang Theory.
For both of the Big Bang Theory, yes.
You nailed it, JJ.
I could see that, man. Jaylen Brown ain't going anywhere anytime soon because he can get that Supermax after finishing All NBA this year.
Yep.
But yeah, by next, the wheel's already starting to turn that by next trade deadline, they have him on the move. Because you can't trade somebody right after giving him the Supermax.
You got to wait until
the
trade deadline. It's like
next trade deadline.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I could 100% see that.
It's gone.
You're only going to, either that or Joe Mazzulla is going to be out. You can't come back and do the same thing after the way that this thing is spiraling out of control in the conference finals. You just can't. And quite frankly, the first two rounds were harder than they should have been.
Yes.
For this, they've made this harder for themselves.
Yes.
Every step along the way, and it's just coming to a head right now in the conference finals, and they're getting embarrassed, man. There's no way around or any way to describe what's happening to the Celtics in the conference finals other than to say embarrassment. Simone, you have an overreaction from the weekend?
I do, and that is that I am the new resident golf expert here on Cattles and Ronnie.
How can that happen?
This is not an overreaction. It's simply the truth.
How did that
happen? Doesn't even want to explain what it is. Just
no, we're going to be touching on it a little bit later.
I thought you had like a great round out on the course on Saturday or something.
I can just look at my professionals and
I'm looking at the rundown now, and
she's an analyst.
I see what she's talking about.
She's an analyst.
It's going to happen at 4:45.
A PGA insider.
Exactly. It's been too long for me to be, you know, proclaiming that I'm an expert at golf when I haven't been out there in a minute, but analytics, I got it down, you guys.
Jay, can you swing a club? I can't for the life of me. I'm a danger to those around me when I swing a golf club.
I've never played a round of golf in my life.
You did tell me this.
I've been at the driving range, and I can swing. I mean, it's a bat. You know, it's just a different, I guess, level.
See, I can't.
So I can swing it, but I'm not, I mean.
The ball's going in every direction. I've literally almost killed people on multiple occasions.
Yeah,
so scary.
I mean, because I do get some velocity on it. I played baseball growing up. I know how to get some force behind the club head, but I don't know where it's going. I have no idea where it's going.
I mean, I've only done it at like once or twice. I mean, I'm not the best. I wouldn't imagine.
Sure.
No one's been like, dude, put the club down. But.
I've had people tell me, an LPGA golfer told me, put the club down and never pick it up again.
Yeah. I've had people like, dude, you should pick this up. You might be all right.
And no,
like,
I'm a menace. I'm an absolute menace. Kyle, do you have an overreaction from
the
weekend?
I'd rather be that, though, actually.
Yeah, I'm with you. My overreaction is that I'm the best golfer. No, I'm kidding. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are apparently beginning contract extension talks this week. And my overreaction is that Joe Burrow is going to break $250 million guaranteed on his next contract.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed. Oh, new record by a good amount. He's going to break the record with $250 million guaranteed.
And the Bengals would never win.
That's JJ's reaction. The Bengals will never win a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, please do
if he signs a 200. That's a lot. That's a big slice of that salary cap pie. However that works out.
Unless you're giving him 100 up front or something where you can, you know, pare that down, you'll never win.
No, Mike Brown ain't got that money. This is the owner who reused jock straps in the 2000s, and that's a real story.
That would be insane. And yes, I have heard that story, and yes, it is true. They did.
Yes.
That's
upsetting.
That leads me to saying he probably does, because most billionaires are penny pinchers.
Especially him and the owner of the Chargers, who's negotiating with Herbert.
You don't get to be rich by just giving away money.
By the way, one of my favorite stories from the offseason is Patrick Mahomes' agent leaking out, don't worry, guys, Patrick will be the highest paid quarterback by opening week.
Yeah, he'll make sure of that. They will absolutely make sure that Patrick Mahomes is taken care of. Now, he could win a Super Bowl, and he's shown he could win a Super Bowl regardless of just about how much money he makes. It really doesn't seem to matter. We'll hit a quick break. After that, why these conference finals should have Kings fans feeling pretty good about the future.